Talktainment Radio, worldwide sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay. Radio, the way it should be heard. You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
It's the superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyers from It's Your Time to Travel, ready to take you around the world by air, land, or sea, even by flying saucer. And we're live on TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard.
And you're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard. I'm Ricky Tyers from Tyers Tours and Travel, and you can join the conversation at 877-932-9766 or subscribe to our TalkTainment Radio YouTube channel and podcast is available. So today we have a special guest calling in. Today we have Robin Hawkey. She's the owner and CEO of Virtual Honeymoons. And Robin will discuss her interactive destination matching tool that will help you decide where to go for your honeymoon or your destination wedding or if you just want to take a vacation. Robin has a unique website. Well, I say Robin, but I also have the same website, and it's an interactive tool that that you can use to determine where you want to take a honeymoon, to determine your destination wedding, or if you just want to take a vacation. This interactive website will ask you a few questions. And it will determine the best place for you to take a vacation. But a couple months ago, we talked about virtual reality in the travel industry. And travel customers usually require lots of information before they book. This may be, for instance, it requires them to read descriptions, view images, look at videos, read customer reviews, or seek opinions on social media. Through intelligent use of virtual reality, this process can be shortened significantly. It can be shortened tremendously. For example, you can learn the latest information about the destination that you would like to travel to, and it will kind of put you right there in the center of everything going on without ever traveling there. Customers are looking to purchase experiences rather than products, and virtual reality offers an effective way for customers to get a taste of what they can expect. Tyers Tours and Travel, we now have a website. It's called Tyers Tours .virtualhoneymoon.com and TyersTours.virtual destinationwedding.com. And the guest that is called that will call in is going to discuss how these interactive websites work best. And it'll give you a way to, instead of looking at a lot of books, looking up a lot of details, it would actually give you your best choice for a honeymoon or a destination wedding, or if you just want to take a vacation. It gives you all those options. And what she's done is she's really broken it down to two different websites. For honeymoon, that's one website. And for destination wedding is another website. And she'll be able to explain more about that when she calls in. But the use of virtual reality technology within the travel industry is still in relative infancy. But we're experimenting with VR headsets and finding good use for them. So, Robin, do I have you on the line?
Hello.
Hi, Robin. How you doing?
Hi, Ricky. I'm good. How are you?
All right. All right. I was just telling our guests about virtual reality and your destination wedding website and your honeymoon website. So if you can just go into a little bit more detail.
Yeah. So I'll first start off by just kind of explaining. I don't know if you – did you go into detail about what the website is? So let me just kind of explain the backstory on that.
Okay.
So it started with Virtual Honeymoon was our first launch. And what that is it's a destination matching tool where couples that don't know where they want to go, say for their honeymoon or – their anniversary or whatever their trip is that they're going on, they can go on our website and answer, I think there's about 15 questions, and it will literally match them to their top two destinations based on their answers. And the reason that we did that, put that together, is because it's really confusing for couples that don't know where they want to go. You know, let's say it's their honeymoon. All they know is, well, they want to go someplace warm and tropical or somewhere in the Caribbean. I mean, it's a big world out there.
Yes, it is.
It's a lot of work, you know, for a travel agent, destination wedding specialist, to kind of go through what happens if they want to island hop. You know, you want to go to 10 islands and you're going all over the place. When really, all we have to do is ask them these really important questions and literally can, you know, just narrow it down. And the thing about the virtual reality is we've tied that into their destination that they match to. So let's say, for instance, they match to Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
Then we've got a virtual reality that we can show them on a wedding if they want to get married in Jamaica. We have a virtual wedding that we went out to couples resorts last year and, you know, literally taped that. We've got the area that they can look at, you know, look at the ocean. Just, it's literally like dropping them into that destination and allowing them to look around and kind of pre-experience it, so to speak. So that's the whole concept behind Virtual Honeymoon. Basically, it's a great tool for couples to use. It's also great for other travel agents to use. So, you know, we work with travel agents and allow them to use our software with their business.
Yeah, so you have the honeymoon website, and you also have the destination wedding website, correct?
Right. So Virtual Honeymoon is more about the travel side of it. So,
okay.
You know, where do you want to go for your honeymoon, your mm-hmm. anniversary, your, you know, romantic getaway? And then if they are having a wedding, if they want to have a destination wedding, then, you know, they answer the wedding question. So, you know, they'll click on the getaway for our wedding. So then it opens up a whole series, same idea. It's still matching them to their destination, but it's going a step further and actually helping plan the wedding. So, you know, let's say again that they match to, say, Tahiti for their wedding. It'll not only match them to the destination, it'll actually help pick, like, the correct resort. Do they want to get married on a beach? Do they want to rent a private island? You know, how many are coming to their wedding? What's their budget? You know, all the things that we need in planning the wedding for them.
So, as you said, virtual reality can allow you to go beyond the basic images allowing users to actually experience the product without ever leaving home.
Exactly. That's the thing that's so powerful is after they match their destination, let's say they want to see what it's like in Tahiti. We can send them to Tahiti. You know, if you are meeting with them, you know, if you have your clients close to you and you can meet with them, then you can, you know, put on the headset and they can literally go to Tahiti. They'll hear the waves splashing. You know, they look at the beach, they turn around, there's their overwater bungalow, you know, there's the sunset, like everywhere they look, it's like they're standing on the beach. It's the next best thing to being there.
And if I remember correctly, you had a travel agent that actually used the VR headsets at a wedding show, at a bridal show, and it went very well.
Right. We've got quite a few agents that are using them at bridal shows. So it's great. I mean, you know, you've got all these couples that are engaged couples that are coming in and they don't know where they want to go, like, you know, how fun it is for them just to take the quick quiz and go, oh, I matched at Tahiti. And, you know, you can virtually put them in Tahiti. And it's working extremely well. And it's cutting all the confusion out. It's working smarter on both ends.
Yeah, just to let you know that I have ordered the free headset probably 2 months ago, and I have not received them yet. So I'll probably just go out and just purchase a pair.
Who did you order through? Do you remember?
I ordered them through what's the guy's name? Steve.
Furlow.
Yeah.
I would just go out and purchase a set.
Okay.
They're very reasonable now, and if you want the best, the top of the top, I recommend getting an Oculus Go.
Oh, okay.
The prices come way down on them. I think they're like $100 now. It's super, super powerful. I mean, it's crystal clear. It's like the top that you can get. You know, they're owned by Facebook. They're put together very, very well.
And so we can download the images that we want to put in there?
Right. So we've got an app, and it's got between the destinations and different experiences, probably 80-some different experiences in there. We have zip lining.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to go on a zip lining tour, if you want to see Machu Picchu, like all the different – there's all kinds of activities and then different destinations as well.
Okay. Sounds great. So that people understand the use of virtual reality technology within the travel industry is still in an early stage. But we're moving forward with VR headsets and finding good use for them. And as you stated, it really puts them in the center of everything that they want to do without ever leaving their home. So virtual reality is the future in travel. On a lot of cruise ships, they use 360 degrees to look at a cabin, and that's really the future of travel. And in your websites, you're able to enhance that product, correct?
Right, exactly. We've got you know, we work with cruise lines, we work with resorts, we work with the tourism bureaus in different destinations. So we're starting to, you know, gather more and more destinations, and we're going to be, like I said, we did a wedding at, you know, at couples resorts last August.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be working with more resorts like all over the world and doing a destination wedding so that couples can, you know, can see it. I mean, they do have the option to fly out there and do a site inspection, but that's not really realistic for everybody.
That's right.
Not everybody
that's
can
right.
take off work and fly to Jamaica and
right.
and look at the resort, you know. So this is the next best thing.
Yeah, so with virtual reality, it gives them the chance to experience the destination without ever leaving home.
Exactly. Yeah, it's pretty powerful.
And with your destination wedding website and the honeymoon website, it gives them about 16 questions that's fun to answer, and it will let them know the best destination for them. Robin, are you still there?
I'm sorry. I think one of us cut out there for a second. Can you repeat that question?
Oh, well, the question was your two different websites, the honeymoon website and the destination website. It gives the person a chance to experience the destination without ever leaving home.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. They can just sit on the comfort of their couch and go, ooh, I wonder what it's like in Tahiti. Let's compare that to, you know, Jamaica or Hawaii. You know, and then they can see, like, what place do they really want to go to? It really is, like, literally dropping them into the destination.
Yeah, and I stand corrected. It's 17 questions, that fun questions that they ask.
17, okay.
Yeah, it's 17, and it'll pick your top two destinations or explore the whole destination library to view the exotic possibilities.
Right. And we've got, we'll keep adding as we tend to specialize in romance destinations, but mm-hmm. We tend to, you know, add the most popular as well. So, you know, we've just put in recently, I believe we have Italy in there and the Greek Isles and Peru just came in.
Mm-hmm.
So we're, you know, constantly adding new destinations as we see that they're getting, you know, really popular.
So if any of the listeners is interested in going to any of these any of the websites that we're talking about, my website is tyustours.virtualhoneymoon.com or tyustours.destinationwedding.com.
Right.
Yep.
So and they could literally just go to your tyustours.virtualhoneymoon.com,
mm-hmm.
and they can click on, if it happens to be their wedding, if they click on their wedding, it'll take them to your wedding site.
Okay.
So either way, they should be good.
Okay. So in the last few minutes, is there anything that you want to talk about to wrap it up, Robin?
No, I'm just trying to think here. I think we covered pretty much everything. I mean, it's you know, you can go to say, you know, one of those online sites, and you can get overwhelmed of not knowing, like, I don't know where I want to go, and then a gazillion resorts come up,
right.
And you have no idea what you're doing. So this cuts through all that chaos. It's online. You can go through, get your destination match, and whatever agent you're working with, you fill out, you know, the form. It'll get sent to whatever agent you're working with. So, for instance, they're working with you,
mm-hmm.
Ricky. It'll come to you, and then you, as the professional agent, know what resorts are going to match great to as well. So we pretty much, you know, done it all ahead of time, and then they can pre-experience it as well.
Absolutely. I think it's a great interactive tool. People can sit at home, sit back, relax, and look at a bunch of different destinations. It gives you the best two destinations after you answer the questions, and it's just a fantastic tool to use. And it's something that that you created, this is your baby. And you created mm-hmm. it, and it seems to be going real strong in the industry. So how many agents?
Yep.
So how many agents do you have working for you now?
I think we're pushing a couple hundred.
Wow.
We're getting there. We're really, and these agents are, you know, they're specialized. So
mm-hmm.
you know, they've got extensive training. We don't work with, you know, just anybody. The agents that we work with are certified in romance travel and, you know, they pretty much have been everywhere as well. So
right.
Kind of have the best of both worlds.
Okay. So you're listening to Robin Hawkey, owner, CEO of Virtual Honeymoons, and she's discussing virtual honeymoons and virtual destination weddings. And she's kind of described what her website, I shouldn't say her, because my website also does. It gives you a chance to answer some questions, about 17 questions, and it will take you to your top two choices, and you can kind of view what the area is like without ever traveling there. So, again, we're talking with Robin Hawkey. And Robin, I thank you for calling in.
Yeah.
And we'll get you back on again once business starts picking up and this coronavirus thing has died down a little.
Yeah. In the meantime, I hate to say it, but in the meantime, if those of you that are so fearful for traveling with the coronavirus, which I think is a whole media hype, mm-hmm. I know it's real, but they've hyped it up more than they need to.
Mm-hmm.
You can virtually travel there until you're ready to actually physically go there.
Hey, you're absolutely right. That's that's a fantastic point. And in the second half of the show, I'm going to get into more of the coronavirus. Is it real? Is it fake? Or what you need to do? So I'm going to get into more of that in the second half of the show.
Okay.
But the first half of the show, you know, I just want to talk about the virtual honeymoons and how fantastic your websites are. So
great.
Here at Tyus Tours and Travel, we're starting to build that business up and looking forward to doing a lot of business with you.
Us as well. I think we're so happy to work with you. So thank you, Ricky, for having me on, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.
All right. Thank you, Robin.
All right. Take care.
Mm-hmm. Bye. All right. We just had Robin Hawkey, owner, CEO of Virtual Honeymoons, and she's created a website that you can visit. You answer about 17 questions, and it'll give you your top two destinations of where you want to go. The website is tyustours.honeymoon.com. And if you go in there, you can play around. You can it asks you some questions that you can have a lot of fun with, and it will take you to the top two destinations that's available. And like we also talked about virtual reality and how we're starting to use that more in the travel industry. Earlier in the show, we showed a couple of videos that were shot in virtual reality. When you see the picture and there's, it looks like goggles, that's being shot in 360 degrees. That's being shot in virtual reality. And one of the things that Robin has done is she actually recorded a wedding in Jamaica in virtual reality. And then also the Jamaican Tourist Board has recorded a video called One Love, 360 degrees. That is shot in virtual reality. And this, what you see on the screen right now, is the Marriott are taking wedding couples and having them put on the headsets. And by looking at it in virtual reality, it's making them feel like they're right there in the area. And as you can see, you're actually looking through a set of glasses, and the virtual reality is really, really fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. And we're starting to explore that more in the travel industry, and we're starting to use that a lot more. So instead of gathering up a lot of information, trying to determine where you want to go, reading descriptions, viewing images, looking at videos, reading customer reviews, we can actually put you in that destination of your choice after answering 17 questions. We can put you in that destination and make you feel like you're right there. So, and Robin brought up a very good point. With the coronavirus going on, you can go to your destination without ever leaving home. So again, the website is tyustours.honeymoon.com. And again, that's tyustours.honeymoon.com. And it's 17 questions that they ask you. It'll give you the top two destinations of where you may want to travel to. And it's done in two steps. You can find your top two destinations. You can explore the whole destination library to view the exotic possibilities. So finally, virtual reality is offering hotels, travel agents, and other businesses within the tourism industry the opportunity to provide prospective customers with a virtual travel experience. This means that users will be able to sample some of the main attractions that are likely to draw them to a location in the first place. And right now, you're looking at another item that was shot in virtual reality. And the amazing thing about it now is that they have these drones that a lot of these cameramen use to go up and shoot video in virtual reality. And I know maybe not this show, but the last show, we showed Royal Caribbean's Perfect Day at Coco Cay. That was shot in virtual reality. So there's a lot of things that we have in our tools now that can give you more definitions of what you want to do and where you want to go. For example, if you go to my regular website, which is tyrestours.com, I have 900 pages. I have 900 pages on my website. And you can easily get confused by looking at all the different items I have on my website. But if you go to this tyrestours.honeymoon.com website, you know, it will simply ask you a few questions, 17 questions. They're fun questions. And it will give you your top two destinations to go to. And just to let you know that we are getting into the virtual reality business on my websites, on the websites that Robin provides. And she has travel agents that have done bridal shows. And instead of giving out booklets of travel destinations, that they are receiving headsets to hand out, and the clients can go back home and use the headsets to determine where they want to go. So there's a lot of things going on in virtual reality. I just wanted to bring Robin on to give a better explanation of all the things that's available in virtual reality. And she shot a wedding, and the wedding was shot in virtual reality, and it really came out good. So again, that website is tyrestours.virtualhoneymoon.com. And on the screen there, it was showing how the Marriott was using virtual reality for couples that had just recently gotten married. So instead of going on a far cruise or taking a vacation, the Marriott used virtual reality to show what the areas that they may want to travel to looks like. So that's virtual reality and how we're using it in the travel industry now. And again, that website is tyrestours.virtualhoneymoon.com. And just to let you know that you're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard. And in the second half of the show, we're going to talk about the coronavirus. And we're going to talk about how to prevent the fear of the coronavirus from spreading. The fear, not coronavirus, but the fear of it from spreading. So Look, up in the sky is Ricky Tyers from It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin' online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin' products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin' candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop Ash Kickin' online at www.ashkickin.com.
Think you can't afford life insurance? Think again. You might be surprised at how affordable it can be. 80% of Americans overestimate the cost of life insurance. Maybe it's time to swap a few small expenses for some big peace of mind. Life insurance can protect what matters most, and it's the right thing to do. Let's talk today. So call me, Marvin Smith, at American Family Insurance at 614-986-3105. You can also visit my website at marvinsmithinsurance.com. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence Magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at age 33, with not one day off since. But JDRF has my back, funding research toward a cure, prevention, and treatments that really help the millions like me to have a better life. The scientists funded by JDRF test themselves every day so that someday I won't have to. Join us. Your help is our hope. JDRF, improving lives, curing type 1 diabetes.
Green, green, green. It's our home, it's our dream. For a life that's healthy and clean, make it green, green, green.
My mom said making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the US EPA.
Our government doesn't seem to care that 9 million children have no health insurance, even though every dollar spent immunizing children against illness saves more than $16 in medical costs to make them better. Doesn't anyone see? We're wasting money and allowing children to get sick.
I am Susie Flynn. A vote for me is a vote for the 9 million uninsured children.
9 million uninsured children need a solution now. For more information, go to electsusie.com.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
You're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard. And I'm Ricky Tyers from Tyers Tours and Travel. And for the second half of the show, we're going to talk about how to prevent the fear of coronavirus from spreading. Now, we talked about the coronavirus back in January. And I've had a personal experience with the coronavirus. I had a couple crews scheduled to sail from Hong Kong to Tokyo. They were supposed to sail sometime in July, sail from Hong Kong to Tokyo. and then to sail back from Tokyo to Hong Kong. In December, the cruise lines called me to tell me that they're pulling the ships out of Hong Kong. And I basically thought it was because the cruises weren't selling that well. But as it turns out to be, they pulled the cruise ships out of Hong Kong because of the coronavirus. And just so you know, we have the latest information on the coronavirus. This is the latest information as of 8 o'clock this morning. The coronavirus has claimed the lives of 11 people here in the United States. And the number of people infected has risen to at least 160 across 17 states. The number is likely to go way up as more people get tested. The CDC has now broadened its testing criteria. Previously, only people who were in the hospital exposed to a confirmed patient or had traveled to an area with an outbreak could get tested. The problem now, there may not be enough tests for everyone who gets sick. This was an article from the New York Times. And then the impact that is having on entertainment. On the global release of the latest James Bond installment, No Time to Die, has been pushed back to November from its previous date in April because of the outbreak. And similar measures have already been taken with other film releases worldwide in efforts to curb the spread. And that's from a publication called Deadline. And then the international impact is Italy, which now has over 3,000 cases and 100 deaths, is closing schools and universities nationwide for the next couple of weeks, banning any professional sporting events until April. United Airlines, JetBlue are the first U.S. carriers to start slashing flight schedules, responding to a decline in demand in the U.K., the low-cost carrier Flybe has collapsed, stranding passengers with tickets on a now-defunct airline. So all this is going on as of today. This is the current update on the coronavirus. So nobody knows why Africa only has 3 official coronavirus cases. With only 3 official cases, Africa low coronavirus rate puzzles health experts. Whether it's a matter of faulty detection, climate factors, or just a simple fluke, the low rate of coronavirus infections in African countries, and they have a very fragile health systems, continue to puzzle and worry experts. And to date, only 3 cases of infection has been officially recorded in Africa, one in Egypt, one in Algeria, and one in Nigeria. And there's no deaths. This is a really, really small number for a continent with nearly 1.3 billion people and barely a drop in the ocean of more than 86,000 cases and nearly 3,000 deaths recorded in some 60 countries worldwide. Shortly after the virus appeared, specialists warned of the risks of it spreading in Africa. Because the continent's close commercial links with Beijing and how fragile their medical services are. The World Health Organization, better known as WHO, stated their biggest concern continues to be the potential for the COVID-19 to spread in countries with weak health systems. As to why the epidemic is not more widespread in the continent, nobody knows. Perhaps there's simply not that much travel between Africa and China. But earlier this year, I talked about how China is doing a lot of business in Africa. That's not a true story. And the largest African airline never suspended its flights to China since the epidemic began, and China Southern on Wednesday resumed its flights to Kenya. So, of course, people carrying the coronavirus can enter the country from any of the other 60-odd countries with known cases. But it's still amazing that they can't figure out why Africa has a low weight, has a low rate. Maybe it's because they have a favorable climate. Perhaps the virus doesn't spread in the African ecosystem. There is no current evidence to indicate that climate affects transmission. The first case recorded was in sub-Saharan Africa through Nigeria, where an Italian working in the country, tested positive for the coronavirus in Lagos and had arrived from Milan on February 24th, but no symptoms when his plane landed. But he was quarantined 4 days later, and several people from the company where he worked had been contacted, and officials are trying to trace other people with whom he might have contact with. And Nigeria is in a very good position to confront the arrival of COVID-19. The coronavirus represents a particular challenge in that it's hard to detect the virus may be present in an individual who has no symptoms and allowing it to spread quietly in a country like Africa. There is a shortage of equipment and to regulate this type of virus. So they can't understand why Africa has a very low rate of breakouts in the coronavirus. But just so you know, the best prevention against the coronavirus is still washing your hands. That's the best way. That's the best way to compact this virus is to wash your hands. When it comes to the coronavirus protection, face masks are futile. You see all these people walking around China with face masks. It just doesn't do any good. There isn't a vaccine yet, so the best way to prevent transmission of the coronavirus is washing your hands thoroughly with soap and water. And this is according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And they go into how to wash your hands, which we're not going to go into. But they do go into, there's videos on YouTube, there's videos on Facebook of how you should wash your hands. But we're not going to go into that. But the best way to prevent the coronavirus is to simply wash your hands. And just so you know, the coronavirus is closing attractions around the world. Events are canceled because of the coronavirus. It started in Shanghai with the Disney Resort. And it wasn't long before all of Asia's Disney themed parks closed due to the coronavirus. As the virus spread around the world, affecting more than 89,000 people globally, major tourist attractions and events that draw visitors from all over the globe are feeling its effect. Paris had to shut down doors on different museums. And other parts of Europe had closed their doors to a lot of public events. As new coronavirus cases are confirmed daily, more closures and cancellations are expected. The Tokyo Skytree is a popular spot for first visitors to Japan. Closed on March 1st with plans to reopen March 15th. As I mentioned, a museum in Paris had to close temporarily. There's a palace in South Korea that had to close. Disney closed. the Shanghai Disney and all Disney theme parks in Asia has closed. Hong Kong Disneyland is also temporarily closed with no reopening date scheduled, as is the Ocean Park theme park and aquarium. So there's a lot of fear going on about the coronavirus. And even in Japan, the outbreak has escalated in recent weeks. Both Tokyo Disneyland and Disney Sea are closed and set to reopen March 16th. Universal Studio in Japan has announced it too will close its doors through March 15th. Disney theme parks aren't the only ones impacting tourist travel plans. In Thailand, major theme park legend Siam announced its closure starting March 3rd due to a drop in visitors. And of course, Venice has been empty for a while. So everything is shutting down in Venice. In Venice, there's one museum that's opening, and they're asking people to respect the distance of at least 1 meter between one another. So in Venice, they're asking people to be at least 1 meter apart in a public place. And again, all this is because of the fear of the coronavirus. One of the world's largest marathon, the Tokyo Marathon, went off with a major hitch on Sunday. An extremely limited field of elite runners was allowed to run the race as planned. Others were left scrambling to make different arrangements. Following suit in accordance, the French government ordered that all public gathering of more than 5,000 people be canceled. Paris announced cancellation of its annual winter half marathon. The 40,000-plus running event was supposed to take place on the city street on March the 1st. So far, there are no plans to cancel the Olympic Games in Tokyo, which are due to begin July 24th. That is pending. But Japan's baseball season got off to a lackluster start with the Giants' first two games played in an empty Tokyo Dome. Okay, and they're also talking about here for March Madness having basketball games with no fans in the stands. So this coronavirus, the fear of the coronavirus is shutting everything down. Absolutely everything down around the world. There's concerts that's been canceled. Cruise ships are half empty, not allowed to go into ports. Airlines are canceling hundreds of flights. Foreign cities are shutting down. High-profile companies are asking employees to limit non-essential travel. And within the past week, several countries, including South Korea, Iran, Italy, and Japan, has been added to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention growing travel advisory lists since the outbreak began in Wuhan, China, a month ago. These countries appear to be somewhat of a safe travel bet, but that may change. And the World Health Organization has raised its risk assessment to the highest level, as more than 60 countries have reported cases. As to whether you should cancel or keep any upcoming travel plans, it's a personal calculation for each traveler. I'm traveling to Vegas in April, and I plan to be in Vegas. I'll be in Vegas for 4 days. I have a travel show to do, so I'm going on with my travels. But I want to make sure that when I travel, that I disinfect my space on the airplane. Last year, when a video of Naomi Campbell cleaning her airplane seat and wearing a mask and gloves was shared online last year, it made the rounds because her behavior seemed exaggerated. And she says, clean everything you touch. And that's what she said in the video. So there's been an increased attention on this in recent weeks with the unsettling spread of the coronavirus around the world. The airplane and airplane seat is a public space, and we know that germs can live on surfaces for a long time, so it doesn't hurt to clean it. So here are some tips for cleaning your area of a plane and keeping healthy on flights. Keep your hands clean. Stop touching your face. Wiping down surfaces on an airplane won't hurt. Sanitizing your space on a plane should be done in conjunction with washing your hands and following other best practices. Viral particles, the transmission vehicle of the coronavirus, must travel within mucus or saliva, and they must enter through the eyes, the nose, or the mouth. And while the coronavirus can last on surfaces like tray tables, touch screens, door handles, and faucets, one study found that other coronaviruses like SARS and MERS stay on metal, glass, and plastic for up to 9 days. A disinfectant on a hard surface or soap while washing your hands will kill the virus. Just so you know, soap and water will kill the virus. You know, I was listening to the radio the other day. I was actually traveling to go to McDonald's, and I listened to sports radio, and they announced that every McDonald's touchscreen, you know, in the new McDonald's, everybody has a touchscreen. And they have been tested, and every one that they tested, and this is the whole McDonald's, had bacteria on it, where people had gone to do number two, came out, didn't wash their hands, and touched the screen. So this is serious, folks. Wash your hands. And the other thing you need to do is stop touching your face. Most people tend to touch your face more often than they realize. Doing so after touching a surface where droplets from when someone sneezed or coughed can lead to the virus being passed on. So first things first, wash your hands. You know, I'm traveling today, and I stop at a rest stop, and at the rest stop they have signs up that say wash your hands with soap and water for 20 seconds or longer. And if you want to know how long 20 seconds is, you should be able to sing Happy Birthday twice. So the first thing to stop the fear of the spread of the coronavirus is to wash your hands and quit touching your face. And if that's not possible, if you're not able to use soap and water, then use a generous amount of hand sanitizer, a generous amount. So when I travel to Vegas in the next month or so, they also suggest that to keep from catching a disease on an airplane, that I need to choose a window seat. That having a window seat keep you from contacting a disease. A study found that during flu season, the safest place to sit on a plane is by a window. Researchers studied passengers and crew members on 10 3 to 5 hour flights and observed that people sitting in window seats had less contact with potentially sick people. Man, that's a crazy statement. If you sit next to a person on a plane and they're sick, it doesn't make any difference if it's window or the aisle. But this is what a study found. They also say to disinfect hard surfaces. When you get to your seat and your hands are clean, use disinfecting wipes to clean the hard surfaces at your seat, like your head and armrests, the seat belt buckle, the remote, the screen, the seat back pocket, and the tray table. And if the seat is hard instead of being a cushion, if it's leather or pleather, you can wipe that down too using wipes. You can also use wipes on the seats that are not leather. And it could lead to a wet seat and spreading germs rather than killing them. It's not bad to wipe down the area around you, but it's worth remembering that the coronavirus is not going to jump off the seat and get into your mouth. People should be careful of touching something dirty, then putting their hands on their face. Or touching something dirty, eating food with your fingers, and putting the food in your mouth. You know, we're trying to stop the fear of the coronavirus. And like they said, that the virus is not going to jump off the seat and jump into your mouth. Disinfecting wipes typically say on the packaging how long a surface needs to stay wet in order for them to work. That time can range from 30 seconds to a few minutes. In order for the wipes to work, you need to follow these time requirements. So we're traveling an airplane. They suggest that you wipe down everything in your area. If there's a touch screen television, you should use a tissue when touching the screen. Using a paper towel or tissue ensures that there's a barrier between a surface that might have droplets in your hands, which will likely make their way to your face. So we're talking about traveling on an airplane. These are the things you need to do if you're traveling on an airplane. You need to wipe down your area. You need to wipe down the tray table. You need to wipe down the seats, the armrests, the headrests. You need to wipe down your tray table. You need to wipe everything down. They say sitting by the window will prevent you from getting sick. That's what they say. And remember, someone has been sick and coughing, and they may have touched the door, the faucet. So use wipes in the bathroom. Then use paper towels to open the door and to close the faucet. Then throw those in the trash on the way out. So remember, someone who has been sick and coughing may have touched the door, the faucet. So you need to use wipes in the bathroom, then use paper towels to open the door and to close the faucet, then throw those in the trash on the way out. Folks, we're trying to ease the fear of the coronavirus. That's all we're trying to do here. We're trying to ease the fear of the coronavirus. How to prevent the fear of the coronavirus from spreading. The latest strand of the coronavirus, COVID-19, has overtaken many of our news and social feeds for the last few weeks. But how many of these stories are actually true? Could it be possible these sources aren't sharing all the facts? To help in putting your mind at ease, we've gathered some grounding facts from Howard University, the World Health Organization, about the coronavirus. And hopefully this guide would help you think more clearly about the COVID-19 and to make more sound decisions regarding travel. The ultimate guide on the coronavirus and travel will answer your most asked questions regarding the coronavirus and travel, debunk the common myths that you might be thinking about the coronavirus, and provide an authoritative resource you can reference for the coronavirus updates. Has COVID-19 caused any travel restrictions? Probably the biggest fact you can know is that according to the World Health Organization, there shouldn't be any travel or trade restrictions due to the coronavirus. However, the CDC has discouraged non-essential travel to the following countries: China, Iran, Italy, South Korea, and practice enhances precautions in Japan and Hong Kong. So, look up in the sky. It's a superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyers from Tyers Tours and Travel, and we can take you around the world by air, land, or sea, even by flying saucer on TalkTainmentRadio.com radio, the way it should be heard. And just remember, get ready to spring forward 1 hour on Sunday for daylight savings time.